prediabetes affects 1 in 3 Americans, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But an investigative report in the journal Science says the diagnosis is misleading, expensive, and potentially dangerous. Experts coined the term prediabetes to raise awareness of a condition that can increase risks of cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes. But some experts consider the underlying evidence too weak to justify higher costs and potential overprescription of diabetes and obesity drugs. Chief endocrinologist Lawrence Mandarino of the University of Arizona College of Medicine says the paper, though simplistic, raises valid points. However,
I don't think it's a terrible thing to tell people that they have an elevated risk for type 2 diabetes if it leads them to improve their eating and improve their physical activity.
He adds, doctors must consider many risk factors, including family history, ethnicity, and sociodemographics. I'm Nicholas Gerbus in Phoenix.